A song forever will remind me of Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
I thought that,
Oingo Boingo.
That's how college is going to be.
Yeah.
Oingo Boingo is going to play at a party.
And your dad is going to build you a luxury suite in the dormitory. And you can have Oingo Boingo play at a party.
A, B, C, you're in the top three. I used that line a couple of times. Got called a smartass afterwards, but it was true.
I wish we had another something else to give away, because if you know Back to School, and I know you guys do, you would already know the answer, but what was the name of the dive that Thornton Mellon pulls off?
The Triple Lindy.
Triple Lindy. It's a good one. Congrats to Matt the Booty. We got a booty update, and the booty just got slimmer because Matt, he deflated the booty.
He smacked it up.
He 300 bones goes to Matt, $300 of Gary's booty. So the next hour, we'll give you a stat. In the 9 o'clock hour, you can win a modest C-note, $100 of Gary's booty.
It's 100 more than they, you know, had today.
You know, we only have two more weeks of this.
See if you can be like Matt and pull off the booty grab.
Booty, booty, booty.
And here, you don't get canceled.
Well, we're just talking about booty. Bounty.
It's pirate treasure.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah. I don't know what everybody else is insinuating. But, yeah, we've only got another, like, week of this. So, cashing on the booty.
See, now that's where I get disappointed that it's ending.
Until we give you something else. You just never know.
This is one of the all-time greats as far as promotions go. I love it.
I love it that Gary was like, yeah, let's do the Gary's Booty. Because I just love the name.
We thought he wouldn't lean into it, and he leaned all the way in.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, credit to Gary. That was good.
Congrats to Matt. And again, be listening for a stat in the 8 o'clock hour for your chance to win in the 9 o'clock hour. It'll be $100. $100 is $100, folks. It's not nothing. So I know it's not $300, but.
I'll take $100.
And we have yet to get to $500. Man. So if you do call and you get the answer right and Jimmy seems a little bit put off, we are secretly rooting for a Padonkadonk status.
Because we want to give away that amount of money.
Yeah, we'd love, for example, a $500 booty.
When I told Matt that he won, he was happy.
And you were like, oh, damn it, you won.
And he asked, how much did I win? I said $300. He goes, all right. We brought joy to that man's life today.
I think we're getting nowhere close to Dan's prediction, though.
No.
Dan said we were going to get to
1,000.
1,000 at some point.
If it was trivia,
Dan was fielding the calls right out of the gate on this thing where people were really confused on the concept.
Did you by chance hit the... yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
No. So it's got a short circuit over there. So you might... There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, welcome back.
Oh. Hey, there it is.
It almost became mornings with... On 1620,
womp,
The Zone.
Yep. Womp, 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 womp. Well, that's John Schreiner Day.
I
don't want to take too much airtime on John Schreiner Day.
It's the John Schreiner Experience on 1620, The Zone, formerly 1620, The Lula.
It's good stuff, man. Good stuff. Are you excited?
Oh, dude, I'm pumped.
You're approaching hour two of Marathon Day.
So it's one of those things where it's almost like a challenge. You know, it's like, when you had asked me to do the morning show, and then about, I don't know, a couple hours later, David emails me and says, hey, we need to fill in for Connor on Wednesday and Thursday. And I was like, oh, Thursday. That's 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And I have a basketball game. This is a challenge day. Like,
challenge accepted.
You start to get excited about, like, can I actually do this?
Yeah.
Could I pull it off?
But it's the old-fashioned rule and, I guess, law. And I remember Ian Eagle actually told me this once. Never say no because they won't ask you again and somebody else will say yes. So I'm here for John Schreiner Day.
Well, that's...
I celebrate the day all day long.
I told you the last time I was in that the number of games that I called last year, and that... That's my disease, is I don't say no. It's like, oh, I'll find a way to do it. Like, yes, the answer is yes, I'll do it. I'll find a way. That's why I called 93 different games last year.
God bless you,
You
sir.
Name the sport, and you get a call. Yeah, is this John Schreiner? Yeah. Have you ever called cockfighting before?
That's illegal, but I'll try it.
Yeah. Would that be like on the dark web? Would that broadcast be available on the dark web?
Yeah, you have to
FS2.
You have to download Tor to get that.
By the way, FS2, how about the Westminster dog show? By Chris Myers?
Chris Myers is calling the Westminster Dog Show?
I'm getting ready to watch the Husker game last night, and all of a sudden I see Chris Myers is your lead anchor, is your lead play-by-play guy on the Westminster Dog Show. How about that? That's what that's we were. And Gary and I were talking. We're like, what is on FS2? What do they have to preempt to put on Nebraska Hoops? And
not cars, yeah. Dogs.
That was the dog show.
Wow.
How about that? And Chris Myers.
That's a good get for the Westminster Kennel Club.
Man, I was waiting for some type of some great reporting on a scandal, some type of behind. Was it the?
I almost said behind the music.
Yeah, not it.
Between the lines.
Between the lines, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I was just waiting for something good.
So I think with something like that, like the dog show, you've either got to have a person who's super serious and bougie, or you've got to have someone who's just absolutely silly.
Did you watch, did you ever see the movie Best in Show?
I never watched it.
The actor escapes me, but the guy who's like the play-by-play, the lead anchor, hilarious. Like what you just described there is exactly how I would be entertained by watching however long that show goes on. I don't know how long, if it's an hour, if it's 2 hours, maybe three, I don't know. I'm sure there's people who take it very serious. Hey, it's got television coverage on Fox.
You years know what? Ago, that'd be one I'd be proud of.
Here's some insider. Years ago when Matt Schick was working here, ESPN hired him and the comedian Judah Friedlander to do a ping pong tournament. They did the play-by-play and analysis for the Hard Bat Classic ping pong tournament. So you can imagine how serious that was.
Oh, yeah.
You are looking live.
Oh, man. This was a movie that had... It's a great movie, by the way, if you've ever seen it.
It's like 04, 05, somewhere around there.
God, what is the name of the actor who is the play-by-play dude? He's been in a lot of movies. I'm IMDb-ing this right now, and of course can't get to him.
Live on the radio.
Fred Willard.
I was going to say, Gary
That's
Cole
was
Dodgeball.
Say, Fred Willard.
Fred Willard. He is phenomenal.
Peace.
Yep. Phenomenal in it. He's amazing. All right. We are going to get into some food talk. Maybe some burgers and other things, too. Sarah Baker Hansen will join us right after the break. Also, we're going to continue more conversation about Nebraska Hoops. We want to get into Creighton's big victory last night. They set up for a major showdown at the Chai on Saturday for the Pink Out game against Xavier, who had a huge win on the road as well. It's all still ahead here on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley, 1620 The Zone.